Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 26th from Jeremiah 49 to 50 about Babylon. The destruction of Babylon occupies the last three chapters of Jeremiah. The prophet proclaims the utter destruction of Babylon as a world power, never to rise again. Its place on earth would become uninhabited by men, which it is to this day. The reason? For she has defied the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. But I thought that Babylon was doing God's will by sacking Jerusalem and deporting its survivors to exile in Babylon. How is it that God now turns on Babylon for doing what he told them to do? See Jeremiah 25:9. From serving God to serving a sentence of death. One of those difficult to comprehend truths in operation here is that God is perfectly just to use even wicked men to accomplish his purposes. Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, its greatest king, are perfect examples, close on the heels of the Assyrians before them. See Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5. They were commissioned by God to destroy Judah and Jerusalem, but their brutal methods in prosecuting their charge against Judah and every other nation that got in its way, and vile idolatry, combined to place them under the wrath of God. But it would take time, 70 years to be exact, not very long to be a world power. Besides, God had something else in operation, mercy. Unseen by Jeremiah in the capital of Babylon, God had installed some of Jeremiah's younger contemporaries, Daniel, Azariah, Mishael, Hananiah, in positions of great influence and witness. Mercy would take time to break through all the pretense of a pompous and powerful ruler like Nebuchadnezzar. And though the period of mercy toward Babylon would not last, indeed, everything Jeremiah and Isaiah before him prophesied about Babylon came true to the last jot and tittle. God was at work to save a few Babylonians while he preserved the remnant of his people. God is just. The greatest of the prophets found his ways mysterious. We're in good company if we feel a bit of confusion, but have that confusion informed and met by faith in God. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.